You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here, Principal Broadcasting, and today my guest is Angela Hayes, who provides life coaching in the Round Rock, Texas area. Angela, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I thought we'd start this segment off by you just kind of giving us a little brief description of your company and what services you provide to the fine people of Round Rock.
My company's name is Life Coach Round Rock, and we provide life and relationship coaching to individuals and couples in the area and honestly across the country, because we work with through Skype and by phone. Mm-hmm. That includes communication skills, learning how to argue without fighting, which most couples can use that one. Just a lot of different things, a lot of skill building, perspective taking. It can be really useful.
Now, what's the most, what do you find that clients come to you most to help them solve?
Well, it depends. I mean, I bulk at people coming in for career stuff where they've gotten stuck in a career they're not happy with, and they're trying to figure out what's next in their life.
Right.
With couples, it's often, that's usually the number one, is working on how to talk to each other without it turning into a fight. Usually the further into a relationship you get, the more that one becomes an issue.
Now, how long have you been doing this work?
3 years now.
Wow. And I mean, did you have a previous life in some like corporate America or something? What's your background?
Well, I have a psychology degree, and I'm working on getting a master's in marriage and family therapy. So this sort of stuff is kind of always what I've been working towards, and it just came up a little sooner than I expected.
Now, I'm curious as to what do you consider your ideal client? I mean, do you work more with children, adolescents, or are you more comfortable with middle-aged adults?
Mostly I work with couples. I mean, I do individual work as well, but a lot of it is relationship-based. For me, I feel like that is the center of our life,
right?
That when your relationships are going well, then you can handle everything else. And when that's not working, everything else seems to fall apart around you.
That's exactly right. Absolutely. Now, with the couples, though, when they come in, I mean, I know you kind of explained briefly what you help them with, but do you sense a theme? Are there anything that couples are doing that it's just universal?
They're complaining
right.
At each other. And, well, okay, so in general, we have needs in our relationship. Partner to be doing something differently than they're already doing. Not necessarily because what they're doing is bad. We just need it to be a little different.
Right.
And sometimes we need a big difference. But how you ask for that is incredibly important in how the other person hears. So what I've actually done is I've developed a positive communication formula, which kind of outlines how do you go about making those kind of requests in your relationship so that they don't turn into an argument. And I often give an example, which is the trash. Like every couple argues about the trash, right? Who's going to take it out? When's it going to get taken out? It's just a really common one.
Right.
So what that tends to look like is you never take out the trash. It stinks all the time, right? And then the other person responds by saying, well, I do blah, blah, blah. So they give you all the things they do instead of that. Or you never blah, 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 all the things you're not doing that they want you to be doing.
Right.
Which escalates into a giant argument about all the things everybody's unhappy about.
Yeah, I'd be lying if I told you that I was never in that exact predicament myself. So I completely
everybody
understand.
Everybody has, which is why it's a good example.
Now, I was just going to ask, now what can couples do or say in that predicament that would defuse the situation?
Well, you use the positive communication technique, which is you start by acknowledging what they do. It short circuits that whole process. Instead of them having to tell you what they do, you acknowledge it, which makes them feel good anyway.
Right.
So, honey, I appreciate, you know, that you spent all that time helping the kids with their homework. And it's very important to use and here. And it would mean a lot to me if you could also take out the trash before dinner, because the smell really bothers me and it's hard to, you know, get the dinner trash in there.
Right.
So the parts of communication that are getting included in that sentence is one, acknowledging what your partner does that you appreciate. They're going to be much more receptive to everything else that comes after that if you include that first. Two, ask for what you want instead of complaining about what you're not getting.
Right.
Very important.
Right.
Three, tell them what it means to you to have that thing. Everybody makes their decisions based on their own priorities. So I have a really sensitive sense of smell. So for me, when I've noticed the trash, it's already past due.
Right.
My husband does not have a sensitive sense of smell. So for him, it's just not that big a deal. So if I don't tell him that when I need the trash to go out, he might decide it could wait till morning. From his perspective, it can. And then I'll still be mad, even if he takes it out in the morning, because he didn't do it when I wanted him to.
Right, right.
But how can he know that if I don't tell him that information?
Now, leading on to that same kind of topic, do you think in your professional experience that sometimes maybe couples are keeping too many of their feelings bottled up, and that's why something as simple as taking out the trash can turn into this huge, big, argumentative ordeal?
Well, yes. I mean, when we are doing this kind of fighting thing, this sort of pattern of communication, what tends to happen is the couple stop asking for things.
Right.
Because they know the littlest thing, asking about the trash, is going to blow up into this giant argument and everybody's going to feel really crappy afterwards. So they just stop. And then things build up. And then when they finally do say something about anything, not only does that escalate, but then all those other things that they haven't been saying get poured on top of it.
Right.
And the longer this has been going on, the more hurt feelings are associated with all this stuff that's happening. So the earlier we catch this, the easier it is to fix and the easier it is for couples to develop that new pattern of communication.
Now,
but you can fix it at any point.
Now, do you have any off the top of your head tips for couples who may be going through this exact thing at this exact moment? They're not feeling right. Something bothers them. I mean, how do they? Because I think the issue here is also, when you get so worked up, like there's no, anger or aggression is like the first reaction you have. How do you get out of that pattern?
Well, that's a more complicated question because it depends on what's instigating the pattern.
Right.
It depends on the individual's way of handling conflict, which can be part of what's going on. Obviously, the more things build up, the more anger you have when you get triggered, the harder it is to think clearly about it and to react in a more rational manner. So the earlier you can notice that you're being irritated by something and the earlier you can act proactively about it, the less likely it's going to blow up into a big situation.
Right.
So but honestly, when you notice something's going wrong in your relationship, if you're not able to fix it, if you've tried and that's not working, get help. Period.
Like Angela Hayes, right? Is the kind of help that you're providing people.
Absolutely.
All right. Now we have to end the show in just a little while. But in closing, I wanted to kind of give you the floor and just kind of tell me why you think counseling, especially in this day and age, especially couples counseling, is such a needed amenity.
Well, I would say a big part of that is just changes in our culture. The dynamics between couples has just changed dramatically since, our grandparents' age,
right,
or even their grandparents' age. And role expectations have changed and just a lot of different things. But we still have grown up in this older way of doing things. Not to say that either one of them is right or wrong, just that it's different. So I often see conflict in couples' relationships between the way they grew up and sort of their subconscious expectations in their relationship and their beliefs about how it's supposed to go. And you'll often see that dynamic causing difficulties in the relationship. And a lot of people just aren't even aware that that's even happening. So going in and talking to someone preemptively at the beginning of a relationship, before you get married, sort of premarital coaching or counseling, can help you discuss those things ahead of time, and so you're aware of it before it even becomes a problem.
Wonderful, wonderful answer. Now, do you have a website, a Facebook page? How can people contact you or find out more information about you?
All of the above. They can go to lifecoachramrock.com, and they can get to me through there. That also has links to my Facebook, and they can also call my business line, 512-843-2656, and I'm, answering that when I'm not in session.
Wow, fantastic. Angela Hayes, it has been an absolutely wonderful time having you on. Thank you for all the great insight into your world.
You're very welcome.
How couples can help deal with their problem. Check her out at lifecoachroundrock.com. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Angela, again, thank you very much.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.